previously on Unranked.
So a couple months ago, this new barbershop opens, right? And I go in there and I get a haircut by the owner, okay? And I loved it and I thought it was great. Okay, go again a second time. Owner is there, but he is busy. So I go with the other guy, okay? Now the other guy, hands were shaking. I was like, oh my God, okay. Haircut wasn't as good. It was fine, but it wasn't as good. And he was shaking. He took longer. So I was like, all right, next time I'm going to try something different. So I went to go get Starbucks the other day and I see a sign, Grand Barbershop, grand opening. And I'm like, oh, great. When I, you know, next week when I get a haircut, I'll go get a haircut.
So it's drive a different up. Place.
Different place. Different okay. place. Walk in. Right? Walk in. It's the owner of the old place. It was a fucking Seinfeld Punta Maya Punta, like when Elaine like is buying clothes and she wants to dick over the owner of one of the stores and she goes to the other one and she's like, wait, what are you doing here? She goes, I own this store. He goes, no, you own Punta Maya. I own that one too.
Hello and welcome to the 422nd episode of the Unranked Podcast. I am Christian Humes. Here we have Tom Caswell and Alex Marinello.
Hello.
I said that out of order for some weird reason. Don't know why.
Well, Tom's your number two. Number one.
Now I am.
Well, let's see. I went counterclockwise. I don't know why.
Chris is having a day tonight.
I've been having
which we'll get into, most... I'm sure.
Alex knows a little bit. I've been having a real annoying day.
Tea time didn't happen today?
No tea time.
Well, tea time's on pause because we're playing this escape room game at tea time, which is now escape time.
I forgot about it. Yeah. Jesus. Today's been a long
day. So we didn't get to do that. I mean, I wanted to play golf on my own, but then I had other things pop up
sure,
as well.
You're supposed to golf tonight.
Right. I'm in for golfing after this. Let's go.
Yeah. All right. Pokemon, well, then let's jump into the Pokemon, right? Right. You know, that's who we're here for. We're here for the 400. Sure.
That's why we're here. That's why we're all here.
Pokemon what? 422?
Yeah. Pokemon 422. We are moving on to a new Pokemon. So a new evolutionary line. And I got to tell you, there's a cute little bugger.
Oops.
Shellos.
Pokemon.com.
Okay.
Shellos. The sea slug. Yeah, I mean, it's cool. It's got a,
fine. It's fine.
All right, well, let's throw a couple things about the design out. Let's just describe it. So before we jump to etymology, immediate thing that jumps out, obviously, I always enjoy when they do variation to design for men and women Pokemon. I think that's fun.
Is it a men and women?
It is, yes. Yeah. So you've got the pink Shellos, which has little spikes on. So think of a slug. The bottom half of it is white. There's like sort of a yellow lining to the top half that separates it, and the rest of it's pink. Coming out of the top on the female Shellos are little bulbs, little pink bulbs, just like little growths. And then on the back, you have spikes. On the blue one, it's more like a turquoise. Instead of the bulbs, you have these sort of bulbish wings. There's two that like kind of come back. They look almost like feathery or like wings off the top of its head. Whereas like the females are standing up. These are going back and they're pointed. And then it has two little wings on its back.
So I'm here to bust a bubble.
So I'm looking at the...
Am I wrong? I'm wrong?
It's not based on gender.
Okay. That's what I was... That's, you know...
That's fine.
It is based on their location.
That's what it is.
So there's an east sea form and a west sea form in either side of the map in Sinnoh, and that's what it is.
I'll be honest, I just took a guess.
I mean, look, it's pink and blue. It's traditional gender colors, so it makes
sense. Part of me was wondering if you were going to say this was like the Nidoran kind of situation, Nidorino, where the colors are swapped to, like, where, you know...
blue, right, sure.
Oh well. Tune, I'm running on empty. I'm gonna be making mistakes left and right today. You guys are gonna have to keep me in check.
Sure.
I'm just gonna be spouting bullshit just to get through the day.
Sure. So Shellos. Shellos? Shellos.
Shellos.
Wait, some what cool is trivs. Going on here? Some my cool trivia. Bulbapedia. Yeah, my Bulbapedia just like crapped out.
So
oh, I got it. All right, hold on. I got it.
Okay.
So Shellos is based on a sea slug. It may be a combination of shell and loss or lost, referring to its lack John of Locke. A shell.
Oh.
Or the German suffix loss. It's probably not los in German. It's probably loss, which is less. So Shellos. So wait. So it's shell lost, referring to its lack of a shell. So it's saying shell, no shell.
Shell, no shell. Game, no game. Shell, no shell. Yeah. What about the Japanese one? Can you read the Japanese one? Just to provide more context.
We never do this. Karanakushi may be a combination of Kara, shell, and Nakushita, to have lost, and Umiushi, sea slug.
So there you go. So that's just more credence to what, you know, likely the English origin is. Now, interestingly, you said the origin, not the name origin, is based on a sea slug. It is based on a sea slug.
According to Bulbapedia, it is based on a sea slug. So
yeah, that's great. Bulbs.
That's great. Yeah. Love it.
Mm-hmm. Wait, the Pokemon Scarlet and Violet Pokedex entries mentioning an increase in West Sea Shellos and a decrease in East Sea Shellos may be referencing changes in the populations of real sea slug species due to climate change, with species that better survive in warmer waters becoming more common. A lot of S's. Well, too many S's.
Yeah,
she sells seashells. Yeah, she sells Shellos by the seashore.
Right.
Yeah. Shell, no shell.
I'm going to read you a Pokedex entry from Legends Arceus, because they had a really good one the last time. So we're going to go and read. Found in abundance on seashores bordering cold waters. When pressed upon, the Pokemon will secrete from its body surface, a purple fluid that will stain one's clothes. So it's got a little ink, a little inky.
A little squinky.
A little sticky icky coming
out
of it.
Do any of its moves have anything to do with squirting?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, it's got water, so it probably has squirt. Can it learn squirt? Can Shellos learn squirt?
That's a great question.
I'd like to
know. I'm looking right now. I don't see squirt on
here. What?
I don't see it. It's got water pulse. It's got chilling water. It's got icy wind.
There it is.
Wow.
What a BS poker.
It's got liquidation, though.
Mm.
So that's... And protect. Maybe protect. Protect could be the ink.
Okay. No. So, what's going on, guys?
Dune part 3 officially happening.
Yeah, breaking that's news. News. Chris, since Tom didn't get the prompt, what's been going on?
Yeah, let's hear about Chris's terribly
annoying. I've just had a very terrible earlier today.
Yeah.
I dropped my phone in the crevice, like in between the seat and the armrest on my couch, and I thought it fell to the floor. So, Tom, you know I have a reclining couch, so I went to recline the feet out so I could reach under the chair, but actually it was wedged between the gears and I heard a very loud pop sound. And so I texted Alex a picture of my phone and I said, won't be playing today. Never mind.
Wait a minute. How the hell did you do that?
From my iPad. Took a picture of my iPad, sent it to you from my... Didn't you see that picture of my phone?
I did, but now that you just
said it's
one of those like...
Can we see the phone?
Well, I mean...
I'm assuming he had it fixed.
Correct. I don't have a broken... I no longer have a broken phone, which is part of why I had a very annoying day.
You don't get to... You didn't go to the Apple store and say, hello, I'm on a podcast. I need my phone.
I used to work here.
I did tell them I worked there, so that she just like stopped all the pretense, because it was, you know, but yeah, that there was my phone. You could see I was listening to stuff you should know.
Mm.
His iPad doesn't work now.
His iPad doesn't work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That sucks, dude.
Yeah.
So I had to go get that fixed, but the problem was I also have PT today. And I also have work stuff. So I bring the phone in, thinking I'm just going to get it swapped. And they're like, no, well, we have to do a screen repair. And I'm like, yeah, but I think there's other stuff going on with it. Just trying to get them, like, I have the applicator on this. Let me just get it. And she's like going back and forth with the manager. She's like, well, since we already put it in as screen damage, I can't override it. So they have to do the scan. And she's trying to do the scan. And she's like, well, they're going to have to go and open it up. She's like, so if come back in like an hour. So now I don't have a phone. So now I have to. So now I'm coming home. I'm there for a while. And I'm like, well, fuck, I don't really have a lot of time to be home. I kind of have to go to PT now. So I go to PT. Being at PT without my AirPods was sucked. Because it's basically like when I go to PT, the first thing is like I do 15 minutes of, they put the electrodes on me and I get the electrical stimulation therapy. Then they do the ultrasound therapy. Then I get the a massage. So like the first 45 minutes, I'm just laying there. Right. So I'm just laying there in quiet, which was like a real miserable experience. Like, I gotta tell you, like, it was fine, but at the same time, like, you are just kind of like outside of the massage part, you're just like counting down the minutes, which makes them just go longer and longer and longer. So I finished PT and I come home. And the reason I come home was because I was like, I need to go make sure there's no problems with my work stuff. And it turns out there was a problem because every now and then there's issues with like uploads. And I was getting messages for the last hour and I couldn't respond to them. I'm like, sorry, I was at PT. I don't have the phone that works. So problem is I can't sign into my verification app to access the employee website to upload my stuff now because I don't have a phone. So I had to like activate an old phone that we had that we never traded in, which meant I had to like go through the activation process, get that set up, get onto the phone with IT and do all of that. And then I was able to upload it and then get the file. And then I was able to go back to the Apple store and go get my phone. And now I got my phone. And then I came home and I got back at like 5 o'clock. I went to the Apple store at like 11:15, 11:30 or something like that was my appointment. Now it's 5 and I'm back at home with my phone and I'm on the phone with AT&T trying to get my phone activated for 45 minutes. And they were like, well, what's your account passcode? And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? What's your account passcode? She's like, you know, I was like, lady, I don't think I've called AT&T in 6 years. Like, no. I can't imagine the last time I've called AT&T. I was like, in fact, I know it's been a long time because when they asked for my like billing zip code, even though like my auto billing must be on a current card, it was our old address. Because our current zip code did. So I'm like, I at least haven't had to call you in 4 years, like minimum. So I give her the one code I can think of because she tells me it's 4 digits. Not the one. All right. She's like, well, I can text you. I'm like, if you could text me, I wouldn't be on the phone with you. And she goes, well, you have another number here. Can we call that one? And I'm like, and this is my mom's phone because I have my mom's phone on my account.
Now, but you and T are not on the same account?
Well, I can't add any new lines to my account. And I still have my Apple discount, so I don't touch the account. And she still has her ESPN discount. And she doesn't touch her account. So no, we both still have our own phone.
I got it.
But here's the thing. When I was at the Apple store, I was like, oh, I can just go on the AT&T website. It's got this like eSIM and I can set it up. And you're supposed to be able to just go on the AT&T website, get a QR code and scan it. And when I tried it, it kept saying, this QR code's not valid. This QR code's not valid. So I already tried to activate it on my own and it didn't work. But during that, to get into the AT&T website, I had to get the second verification. So I had called my mom through FaceTime audio and had her send me the code, which like was already like difficult enough to do. But now I'm on the phone with this lady in India after I was waiting for 45 minutes. We're like 15 minutes before the podcast is supposed to start recording. And she's like, well, your passcode's not working. I'll send it to the other one. And so I'm just calling my mom. No answer, no text reply, nothing. Basically an hour of my life wasted after this. Again, just trying to get my phone activated. I'm like, well, got to go. Got to hang up, I guess. Time to give up. She's like, you could just go into the AT&T store tomorrow. I'm like, great. Great.
Wow. So you still don't have a phone?
I still don't have a phone. So I have a phone, and it's restored. It's restoring all its info, but it doesn't work as a phone.
He doesn't have cellular.
Right. You don't know cellular. Wow. What's interesting is I had the exact same issue when I called Verizon.
By the way, I haven't eaten anything yet today. Because usually I eat late in the day.
Oh, right. You break the fast. Yeah.
And so because of this, I had no window to eat today. So I haven't eaten any foods. I just, I'm like,
so what are we doing?
It's not working.
So maybe we'll get an unsnacked midway through. But the same thing happened to me with Verizon when I called. And they were like, what's your passcode? And I was like, I haven't, what are you talking about? And they were like, well, everyone has a passcode. I'm like, well, I fucking don't, because I never made one. So what the hell are you talking
about?
What
happened to, like, here's the last 4 digits of my social? Like, what happened to that?
And they were like, oh, I think if I remember correctly, I could be misremembering, but it was along the lines of they had to send a code to my phone. Then I had to call back with that code number. Then I had to make a passcode. And because I was like frantic, I picked a, it was a word. I had to pick a word. And then
I did that next time.
Yeah. And the next time I called, which was like 2 years, 2.5 years later, they were like, what's your passcode? I'm like, I don't fucking remember. Like, come on. I don't remember.
I'm the Master Chief.
It was so ridiculous. I was like, this is ridiculous. Like, God damn it. Like, come on. Like, are people really frauding? Like, whatever. Anyway. So sorry that it sucks about your phone. Hopefully you're back online. Because I texted you because I was reading.
Oh,
I was reading one piece.
I didn't get any of them.
And no, I only sent one thing.
Okay,
I sent one thing because there was somebody who shows. Tom, how far are you in the old anime?
We're in Logtown.
Whoa, you made it to. You're finally moving past the live action.
Yeah, we're past the live action.
He made it. So we're in a different island, and some shadowy
figure shows up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. So some shadowy figure shows up, Chris. And I texted you a picture of this person, and I said I wanted to take a guess on who this was.
Yeah.
Because I think it's someone.
Yeah. You want to text me your guess right now, or do you want to say it? But Tom's going to.
Tom, take your headphones off real quick. Okay. So the guy's name is Ace.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and I think he is Luffy's brother or possibly father, because the jawline looks very similar to Mr. Luffy. And the other thing is we found out is Gold Roger ain't no Gold Roger. It's Gold D Roger. So, and the Will of the D, which I thought was the funniest thing I've read. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about, Will of the D? So are they related? Are they somehow from the same family clan? What is going on? Is Gold Roger, Gold D Roger, like his uncle or some shit? Or his dad or his grandfather? Or
you're asking
whatever?
All the right questions. You are asking.
So that's the skinny.
You're asking. Tommy's asking all the right questions. He's asking
all the right questions. Amazing.
Oh man, you're asking all the phrasing, by the way, that you just mentioned. This is no spoiler, but the phrasing you just mentioned, which sounded corny, I think there's poor translation in the first like 200 chapters, which is why like in the manga it says Zolo instead of Zoro.
Yeah, and, like, I was like, wait, Zolo.
Yeah, there'll be a place called Alabasta, but in the manga they're gonna call it Arabasta because their language is phonetic. LR. So
I think in the manga it's Alabasta.
I mean, maybe they updated it, but it used to be. Okay. I know they've gone back, and I know some stuff, but I don't know how much has been corrected.
Does he stay Zolo throughout the entire series, or do they change it to Zoro?
I'm pretty sure they changed it. Okay. I could be wrong. Maybe they didn't.
It's still Zolo.
Reading through it for my first time, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah. It still says.
But that
Zolo
was just a translation thing.
All right, because I mean, I still think that reading it is like so much better than watching. Oh. No offense, Tom, but reading it is so much better than watching the show. I just get like a lot more. The only thing that I will say about reading manga, okay, and I'm sure this is with every. Yeah, this is with every comic that's ever been drawn in black and white, is that during the high action moments, it is very hard to tell what the fuck is going on.
Yes. Yeah.
which is very frustrating because with color, obviously, I would obviously be able to tell what's going on.
They get way better at it. I mean, his drawing skill has improved significantly, and you'll also just get better at reading. Like you'll visually just pick it up better.
I've gotten better, but there's definitely some times where Luffy's doing a move.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what the fuck is happening?
And this is why I said there's one specific arc that when you get to it, I'm going to tell you, like, you and I are going to just set aside a night, like a game night, and we're going to download the whole arc. It's like a 3-hour movie length, and we're just going to watch the One Piece arc for two reasons. Yeah. A, it's one of the best things in the entire show, and B, it's like almost entirely action. And the most important part is there is a massive, absolutely catastrophic spoiler in one of the chapter titles of the manga. And if you open that chapter, it will spoil exactly what's about to happen. And it is it's like, I think, one of the worst spoilers I've ever seen anything do to itself.
Okay.
It's like very notoriously like plague happens. And you're like, well, thanks for letting me see that unfold.
Right. Other than that, though, I really like it. There's definitely been some cool moments, and I actually enjoyed like some of the last page, like the last page where he answers questions.
Fun.
I mean, I guess I'm basically watching him answer questions from 20 years ago, but still.
Well, that's cool though. It's cool to like see the time capsule, especially when he like started it. And like,
I'll tell you what blows me away the most. What blows me away the most is that this was a weekly issue, and
it still
some
is.
Of these, I know, and some of these chapters are like so bare bones, or like, you know, like it takes a bunch of chapters for something to real, like for a resolution. It's like you could be waiting 2 months, or 1 week you get 15 pages, you're done, that's it, it's quick, you know. It's like, fuck, I'd be dying. I'm on chapter 160, 158 around there, like I can't, and I've done it in what, 2 weeks? Like I can't imagine going through years of this.
Yeah,
it'd be agonizing, fucking agonizing, if I had to go through years of this.
Listen, so Tom, I'm rereading it now along with Alex. He's just telling me what it gets up to, and he just got up to like one of the major things that I've been saying to the two of you, where I'm like, oh, you guys haven't like passed the Rubicon to even see what this show really is, like what it is yet. He's about to open those doors like right now. So like, I'm so excited. Which, for the live action, it makes me very excited for season two, because basically all of that is going to be in season two. So it's like, it's really exciting. By the way, I just realized, because you mentioned like how long those, like the SBS, the questions are. He was 23 when he started this.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah.
That's wild.
But you know what? You know, it's this kind of thing. And I will just say, okay, this is a little, not morbid, but a little morbid. It's what pissed me off about George R. R. Martin taking forever. Is that some of the people who start this, like either they don't finish or they die. Okay. Yeah. And it's like, that sucks. Like 20 years to get like an answer on like your favorite thing, but you just,
he has Bibles and notes though, like categorized with what's supposed to happen. Like he has like said, like if something were to happen, like I know it wouldn't come from like, but like,
I also mean,
there
to
are
the
people
readers,
that have been trained,
like the readers
this.
That are, there, I know,
people,
but I'm talking
have
about
been trained.
I know. But I'm talking about like the readers who have been reading it for 15 years and then they die.
Yeah.
Like they don't get to, you know what I mean? That kind of sucks. Like I feel
there
like
there was a kid who had like a Make-A-Wish.
Oh, really?
And he told him what the One Piece was.
Whoa.
No.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
No,
yes.
Way.
He took it to his grave. Yes.
Wow.
The only person,
right,
that,
of course, the kid
only
died,
person other
right?
than the creator that we know knows the answer to this is no, you know. So that's,
you don't,
wild.
Think his, you don't think his assistants know?
I don't. I think they probably know where things might be headed, but I don't think he is. So I don't think there's any real reason for him to. I'm sure he has that information somewhere, but I don't.
I will say, Tom, that like what's interesting about the story is that you feel like you've been on this like little adventure, and like, oh, Luffy's just trying to get like a pirate crew together, and he's going to be king of the pirates. He's got these big dreams. You're meeting all these people. I will say, Chris did say like, oh, once you get to this point, you'll see like, oh, things are starting to open up. And it's kind of true. Like this one big fight ended, and then all of a sudden, like this, they're talking and things are mentioned, and then like other little characters are like sprinkled, but they're mysterious, and you're just like, Oh, okay. It's, I mean, the guy's got me hooked. Like, I'm ready to go read
I'm
some
so
more.
Excited. I'm but, so excited about it.
I can't even believe I'm reading manga, which Brittany is calling Mango, and now Avery's calling it Mango.
Wait, so your wife and your kid are like making fun of you for reading Japanese That's comic so books now?
Funny. Well, Brittany's making fun of me. Avery's just repeating. So Avery saw me she was watching Stupid Balance Patrol or whatever and dancing around the living room, and then I was holding my iPad and she was like trying to show me something, and I put the iPad down and she goes, Mango. I'm like, fuck me.
Yo, it's gonna be sick though when she gets into One Piece, and then Brittany's gonna be like, wait a minute, this isn't how supposed to go.
I don't know. She we'll see. She is one little diva right now. Holy shit. She would not put on this pink raincoat today. Holy fucking shit. She just kept screaming. She just kept screaming, not this one, not this one. She wanted to wear this red coat so bad. And it's like, it's not a raincoat, Avery. You're going to get wet. And she would not put on black socks. They had to be white socks. I was like, you're out of your mind. We're lucky we got the boots on. She was okay with the boots. Thank fucking God. I mean, tonight she wanted to wear Sesame Street pajamas, but they were dirty. I mean, it's just like, holy shit. She's out of her mind.
Amazing.
She's out of her mind. And she wants she wants chips at 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, I can't. She's like,
well, who doesn't want chips at 8 o'clock in the
morning? I know, but I have to be a responsible parent, especially with my mother coming. Especially with my mother coming. If my mom
your
wasn't
mom was
coming,
strict.
Yeah, if my mom wasn't coming over to watch her, I might be more inclined to just give her some chips in the morning. But because my mom is coming and then she's going to see the bag of chips, she's going to be like, she's going to scream at me. And she's going to be like, what the fuck? And I'm going to be like, she didn't want avocado. She didn't want egg. She doesn't want cereal. She wanted chips. And with a screaming kid saying, I want chips. Like, sometimes you're just like, fuck it, here, take them. Here's the chip. Fuck
That's amazing.
Me. You can't give them an inch tuna. Because moment
I've
you crack,
her a mile.
I know
she's spoiled as fuck. Today the whole thing she kept. You know the thing. Obviously with toddlers,
we need to get a jingle for this. We need to get a jingle.
Jingle.
The obvious other thing with toddlers is they love repetition. Like they want to watch the same video over again. They want to do the same thing over again.
Yeah, yeah.
So like she wanted to play peekaboo or hide and seek, which is hide and seek for her is just I put a blanket over my head. And she goes, where's Dada? Where's Dada? And then she like runs over to me, pulls the blanket off and goes, there he is. So, and then when that's done, she goes again and you put the blanket back on. And then you do it over and over and over and over. And then a half hour later, she's climbing on you while you have the blanket on your head and she's just having a grand old time. And you're thinking about your life choices and how you used to play video games when work was over. And I used to watch all these TV shows. You used to have a great life. You know? That's what you think about, really. It's like one of those freeze frames. Like, I put a blanket over my head and they go, you might be wondering how I got into this mess. It's an unbelievable thing. It really is.
It's an unbelievable.
It really is. Because you look at this kid and you go, like, you want to say, like, I'm so over this. Like, please stop. Like, enough. You know, you want to say it because you're annoyed. And you're annoyed, you're bored because this is not fun for you, putting a blanket on your head, okay? But then her smile and her laugh and everything else is just like, damn it, damn it, damn it.
It wins out.
Totally wins out.
Yeah.
Totally wins out. So there you go.
At least it wins out. I thought you were going to be like, it gets close, but I'm still.
We should allow him to end on that before he.
Before he gets into trouble. Yeah.
And another thing.
Another thing that Brit.
Tom, what's up? What's going on with you?
Oh, honestly, it's been very low key here after a busy like month. So
yeah, I'm still recouping.
Yeah, haven't really been, you know, catching up on things, caught up on Shogun. Which has been
we had a problem with Shogun.
Brit had a problem, right?
Well, yeah, Brit had a problem
right,
with Shogun.
You...
The problem is, and I'll give her this, and I will say she was not on TikTok. It's a
she
lot
handle of the subtitles, yeah.
It's a lot of reading. Yeah. It is a lot. I mean, granted, I'm watching Devil's Play with alt subtitles, but
yeah.
It was still. I have to rewatch it though.
But now you can watch it whenever you want.
Go at my own pace.
Yeah. I haven't even started it. I got to do it. I got to watch it.
Yeah. Go ahead, Thomas. What else?
We've just been wedding planning, just like looking at venues. Started looking at venues, just to, like get.
Are they vibing?
Taken care of.
They vibing with you?
They are. We found quite a few that we really like.
Where top choice? What's the top right now? What's in contention?
Mostly the options are like lofts and like breweries.
Is this going to be in Pennsylvania or New Jersey?
It'll be in it. Honestly, we're looking at Brooklyn right now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Some of those places are still fucking expensive as fuck though.
That is my question, is how much money, like, should I be spending on this in any case? There's a lot of stuff that we're not doing / not going, like, we're not having flowers everywhere. Like, we're not doing the whole flower thing because of how ridiculously expensive that is. So we're cutting some corners here and there.
A lot of people don't do the flowers. Some people just buy, like, their own flowers and make their own centerpiece.
Yeah,
that's it.
There's places here in Jersey as well. It'll be either around where we live right now or somewhere in the city.
Can I give you a little what I thought was one of the most important things?
Go ahead. I'd love to hear it.
If you're thinking of skimping, but not having a photographer, I think is a bad idea.
We're gonna have a photographer.
Fine, because you can trust people to take pictures when you're there, but like
no.
We'll have a photographer. One of the most important things to have.
Yeah,
we'll have a photographer. That was the most important thing. Was the photographer? Everything
not
else,
the live band,
not food.
the food I will say was very good, and the live band was also very good. But I've been to plenty of weddings. The DJ's fine.
Yeah,
the DJ's fine. You don't want to get
for some reason I heard that like as Donald Trump. The food, I'd have to say, it's very good, and the live band, pretty good.
Pretty good. Speaking of pretty good, but go on. So wedding planning.
No, yeah. That's it. Yeah, breweries. That's really it. Haven't really played too much this last week. I'm playing Fallout 76 with some colleagues for work. That actually has been fun.
Preparation for the TV show.
Yeah, we're just doing content, so we're capturing stuff and like doing a lead up of content next week. So if you are gonna watch the Amazon Prime series, which comes out next Friday, we'll have a bunch of stuff over at GameSpot to like kind of get you prepped for that. Cool. Get you in the mood. I played that Pepper Grinder. I played through a few levels of that. Didn't get too far in it, but I know it's a very short game. So,
have you started this?
So
Alex?
You're already a quarter of the way through. No, I haven't.
Yeah, potentially.
All right. Are you still in the first world, Tom?
No.
Oh, so you're in the second world? You beat the first boss.
Oh, is world? Oh no, I'm still in the first.
Okay.
World. Yes.
So Pepper Grinder is probably, if I had to guess, I think there's four stages per world plus a bonus stage and then a boss. It might be five stages plus a bonus stage and a boss, but it's only like four or five stages per world. That is a very fun game. One of the things I highly recommend you do is change the settings so that you don't have to keep pressing the button to grind. You just hold the button in. You can set it to be auto or hold or... like smart. I just use auto so that when you hold R in, it will spin the grinder. Otherwise, like the default, you just keep tapping the button, which is like psychotic.
Oh, interesting. I just hold the button and it does.
Oh, okay.
It.
When I originally tried playing, it was set to like maybe my setting was fucked up originally then. But it is a very fun game. Did I what?
Nope. Keep going.
You can. So when I started playing it, I was using the D-pad to move because I found myself like finding it a little unwieldy at first, but then what you'll find is you actually need like, you really need to use the control stick. So just use the control stick. Don't use the D-pad to move. because you're going to have to do a lot of like angled rotations, stuff.
Yeah.
And once you get through the first world, you'll get good enough at it that it won't be an issue. But the game really shines in weird ways that I didn't expect, because I'll say, like, I had a lot of fun with the first stage. I was like, I got every coin. I got like every gem, yeah. You know, I was like, oh, I'm going to 100% this game as I go. Very fun. And then I was like, okay, I feel like I've seen all the mechanics now. How many stages is this I'm going to do? And then suddenly they start throwing stuff in. Like, oh no, like you put your drill into this other thing and now you actually have something else that's not a drill. And like, oh, like there's like a grappling hook and like, oh, there's like a vehicle kind of thing. And like suddenly you're doing a bunch of different things on the stages. Yeah. Alex, did you ever play, do you remember Super Time Force?
Yeah.
It feels a lot like that without the time mechanic, but that's what the game. It's very like fast, kind of like hectic gameplay. But like if you actually like give it a little bit of time to learn the controls, like you can also just be very good at it. The final boss was fucking tough. The final boss was a real bitch. I mean, that being said, I feel like I kind of skated through most of the game. Like I never found it too difficult. Like there are parts where you'll die, but the game is very forgiving. Like there's checkpoints, so you just die, you just go right back to the checkpoint. Doesn't really matter. But the final boss, I think it probably took me like 20 attempts to beat the final boss, which that's a lot more than usually I have to try and beat any kind of, you know, boss in the game. I decided not to 100% it other than get all the coins. So there's like five secret coins on each stage. I did that. But then there's this like sticker buying mechanic, which I was like, I don't need to buy all this. It's completely like cosmetic for fun where you can like place stickers and like make images. And I was like, there's no gameplay around it. I'm not unlocking anything. I was like, I'm not getting achievements. I don't need to do that. But great, great, great little video game. I fucking loved it. I started Arzette. I was playing Arzette. I was really enjoying Arzette. And then you mentioned Pepper Grinder. Like, all right, let me check out Pepper Grinder. And I haven't picked Arzette up back yet because I spent all of my free time, you know, Pepper Grinder throughout the weekend. Yeah. Really, really good. I would, if you're looking for a small indie between the two, I would definitely recommend Pepper Grinder over Arzette. Arzette's cool.
In other news, Chris and I have been playing How to Escape.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, yeah, this escape room game, yes.
Escape room game where I am playing on the Xbox and Chris is being the man in the chair on his phone. And so I can only solve clues with information that I give Chris. And then Chris gives me information to solve the puzzles in the game. He's also solving puzzles of his own in a way. But I'm the one actually completing the escape room and while he's the man in the chair. I can't really like other information. I mean, that's it. That's the game. And I got to say, it's some of the harder puzzles we've ever done. There's been a couple times where we've been like stumped. Like, well, we eventually do get it. But we've been stumped longer, I would say, than possibly any other puzzle before this game. Possibly.
I'd say it's up there with some of the hardest We Were Here stuff. There was some stuff when We Were Here we spent like half an hour on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's as difficult as anything we've done.
It's up there. It's a quick game. Well, I say quick. It's a handful of levels. There aren't like a million levels or anything, but the time it's going to take you to complete this without looking anything up and without using hints, which is what we're doing, is going to take you some time.
Yeah, I'd say 2 to 3 movies, right? Yeah, it's probably 4 to 6 hours to beat this game.
Yeah. It's good though. It's really good.
But it's great because I haven't had to spend any money because Alex is the one playing the game. Yeah, I'm the one in the app.
He's the man in the chair who doesn't have to spend money on the suit. We haven't played Walkabout Mini Golf. The Walkabout Mini Golf Grand Tour is on hold right now. However, I did jump in just because I just like the atmosphere.
It should be back tomorrow, assuming we can finish the game tomorrow. We should have time to jump back in.
Yep.
Let me tell you about being the man in the chair with this game. When I opened the app, it tells you, like, you need a pen and paper for this game. And Alex was like, you don't need a pen. I was like, I'll get one just in case. Tom, You need a fucking. So this is my notes from the first day of playing. Like, I would not have been able to do this stuff. Like, I would not have been able. And this was just the first two train cars. There's what, 6 train cars?
Mm-hmm.
I think. So I've Sounds used right. 3 pieces of paper already. Basically, like, you need at least half a sheet of paper, like, per train car. Because they're just, otherwise, you're going to have to, like, on the phone, most of the time, what I have is reference information. So I'll have, like, a journal that has information in it, and I'll be able to give that information to Alex. And then he's able to solve a puzzle with that information because, you know, we can figure out. But sometimes I need 2 pieces of information that I have, and I need to figure out which information. Mm. So I need to go through the journal and this other thing and cross-reference them. And to be able to, like, go back and forth and retain that info and, like, put things in a sequence would be impossible. It would be impossible to do if you don't write stuff down. And I got to tell you, I loved it. I was just sitting on my couch. I've got my earbud in. I'm doing a, you know, chat with Alex. And I've got Dragon Ball Z on the TV. And I'm just writing notes. Fucking great time. Great time.
Yeah.
Highly recommend.
Haven't played anything else. So unless you guys have played other things.
No, we didn't talk about it last week, but Alex and I have continued playing Smash Brothers since basically.
Oh, yeah.
While you went away, Tom, I gave Alex a quiz, which, by the way, I thought about making a game today and then remembered we had a head-to-head challenge. So forget it. Don't need to make a game this week. But it's been a while, so I think I'm going to do a trivia game soon. I decided to give Alex a pop quiz, and I asked him to name every stage from Super Smash Bros. Melee. I think that's what I asked you to name. And he pretty much nailed it. And then after that, we've played Smash, I think, once a week since then.
Yeah. So I haven't seen any lag.
Yeah, that's true.
Since when we were playing a couple of years ago. So
we're the only one still playing, probably. So
that's probably right. It's a lot of fun. Love it. So I mean, who doesn't love
Smash? They don't need to make another one.
Well I mean, we're definitely getting one.
They'll get one eventually. It has to.
I don't even think eventually. They have to be working on it, right? Because with the last... So basically, when Melee ended, they basically immediately started working on Brawl. And when Brawl ended, they started on 4. And when 4... And each time, too, they were like, I don't know if there'll be a Smash in the future. That was when they started working on the next one. And Sakurai's like, I'm sure there'll be some kind of Smash. Who knows what that'll be? And he said that when they finished the DLC this last time. That game sold 13 million or more copies. It was, like, way more than any other Smash Brothers. There's no way they're waiting, right? I feel like this is a...
I don't know. I mean, is he involved? If he's involved, I'm sure that
He said something, like, a year ago. Because previously he said, like, I'm done. Remember? He was like, I'm done. Like, when Smash ended, I was done. And then a year later, he was like, well, I'm not really sure how I can see Smash Brothers without me being involved.
Right.
Well, then maybe it's not happening.
Maybe.
No, it'll happen. Yeah, I don't know. But that's cool. Smash, great fucking video game. Like,
it's a really good game.
Undeniably one of the greatest to ever do it.
And so many, I mean, while there are some new characters that, like, we just weren't playing enough to really even learn them, there's so many new characters they added that had such fucking cool new like moves. Like King K. Rool was such a great new addition to that game. Man, they really crushed it. Really, really, really good game. Love it.
Yep. I got nothing else. I got nothing.
All right. Well, let me just take a look here for a moment.
What are we looking for? What are you looking for?
I don't know. Maybe some
monkey news.
That's monkey right, guys. News? We have monkey news.
What are guys, you talking about?
I don't know if you heard about this, guys, but I've got some monkey news for you. I've got some monkey news for you.
What's the monkey news? All
right, yeah, let's hear the monkey news.
That was a really annoying monkey sound too. You could have gone with like a whoo-hoo-hoo.
Listen, I'll be honest with you. That was like the 10th monkey sound I found, and it was the least screaming monkey sound that I found. So you're welcome. Because if I'd played any of the other ones, you'd be like, no, actually go back to that one. here's the headline. I saw this over the weekend with Therese. I said it to Therese, and she was like, what the fuck?
Okay.
Rival monkey gangs declare war on streets of Thailand as authorities arrest leaders.
Is monkey like a euphemism?
This is 100% something that Carl would pull out, and then Ricky would get annoyed at him for being like, Carl, it's not real.
It's not real, mate.
I gotta read the beginning of this. Ready? In Thailand, a significant escalation has occurred involving conflicts between rival monkey factions, leading to significant disruptions.
I don't believe this.
Tom, this is where it gets ridiculous. Better. This is where it gets better.
No, this can't be real.
To mitigate the situation, officials have engaged successfully capturing a key figure among the monkeys.
So you were going to say... say the city has been successful in negotiating a truce or something.
No. They've captured one of the monkey leaders. His name is I Crow, along with several of his followers. The monkey followers.
It's not real. They're dressed up.
They
got name tags.
There's no way this is real.
Listen.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm listening.
Despite these efforts, the challenge persists due to the monkey's adaptiveness with firearms and understanding of human cues.
This is a Planet of the Apes promotional campaign. There is no fucking way. I refuse to believe that this isn't real.
Now, listen, when I read the firearms part, I thought the same thing you did.
Yep.
This is some bullshit. However, when you read further, you find out what they mean is that the monkeys have recognized that people holding firearms are the police officers, and so basically they've learned to run like clear. They can clock them. They go, there's a cop, get out of here. Then they get out, and so they're having difficulty capturing them. On the second day, 7 individual monkeys were arrested.
No.
Locals responded by saying, "Is that it? There's 1,000 of them." Authorities reiterated the monkeys' familiarity with firearms and their ability to interpret human body language posed challenges in apprehending them.
There's no way that the article says arrested.
My favorite, local authorities successfully apprehended one of the gang leaders, I Crow, using a tranquilizer gun. Upon his arrest, cries could be heard from his subordinates.
Upon his arrest.
Do you have AI write this or something? You like gave it a prompt? Like,
Google it. Google it right now.
It's on Daily Mail. It's,
yeah.
I don't know. There's the
local
and then, by the way, this Googling monkey wars made me learn about the monkey war that happened in Africa, and it's AP News. Thailand has a plan to contain the monkey mayhem.
Oh my god! Just give them their own nation.
You know.
Yeah. Wow.
I saw this and I couldn't believe it. I wanted to send it to you guys immediately, and I felt like I've never had an opportunity to do monkey news. I had to take it. I had to withhold and take it.
Opportunity to do monkey news as if it's like you've been waiting in the wings.
You know, I was ready.
Waiting for monkey news to make an appearance. Ready. Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, if you Google like monkey soundboard, this is the first monkey sound you get.
That might be one of the most annoying noises we have yet to.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to lower that for the audio version of the podcast significantly.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah.
Thanks for.
I thought I could press the button to pause it instead of just restart.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you know?
All right. Well, other than monkey news, let's get into some
real
human news. The greatest of apes.
Unbelievable. News. Light week. There's been some cool game reveals. There's that jump ship game.
That looks cool.
Former devs from, I think, maybe BioWare or maybe a different studio. Let's see.
Jeez, do your research before you talk.
No, I had the article up and now it's gone. But it's former devs from another studio. It is basically it's meant to be like you're maintaining a ship in space. So it's kind of like the Starfield, the shipbuilding Starfield element, but it's a multiplayer experience. So you're building a ship, expanding a ship, and then you go on planets and you do like I don't know if it's asynchronous multiplayer, but it's PvE. Your fate, you know, you go to a planet, you're trying to harvest resources, facing off against enemies in order to build up your ship. It looks very cool. Basically like Sea of Thieves in space is how people have been describing it.
But way better combat, which, let's be real, yes, I think was like the thing that kept any of us from like really getting to Sea of Thieves, mm-hmm, was like, oh, I'm in this really cool playground, but I don't have like, yep, anything like fun.
The ship
do.
Sailing was so good in that, like the ship, yes, sailing, all that was great. But the moment you had to like get on land,
it was horrible.
Yeah,
I would. And I would go because, as far as to say it was horrible.
It was bad. It was like even when you had a gun, it wasn't good. And that was like the worst. That's the worst part of that game. It was unfortunate, but I understand. Like that was. They didn't want it to be like an aggro community. So they were like, no one that's aggressive will want to play this because the aggressive nature of this game is garbage.
Yep.
So you can exit your ship mid-flight to mine asteroids. You can take over enemy ships and become a space pirate, which is awesome. Yeah, it's very, very cool looking. Aiming to launch at the end of this year. So that looked very cool. Gears 6 could be teased this summer.
Hell yeah.
So Jeff Grubb said on a podcast appearance that he's heard that Gears 6 will get a tease this summer, which will likely be the Microsoft Summer Showcase that they do every year. Tom Warren from The Verge basically confirmed that he'd heard similar things. So it sounds like we're going to be going to hear about Gears 6, which will be, if this is correct, an Unreal 5 game. They're moving, changing engines, which has also been rumored for a long time for Halo. So you got to imagine, depending on how this project goes, that they might consider that. But yeah, Gears 6. You guys aren't particularly Gears. Brooke and I almost beat
I'll
Gears 5.
I mean, it'll be on Game Pass. I'll play it. I'm always down to try a new thing, like, yeah, especially for co-op. It'll be free. Free co-op game. I would give it a chance.
Yeah. Tuna, Gears?
Yeah, sure.
Has it ever interested you?
A little bit. I always found the movement to be what prevented me from really getting into it.
A little clunky.
Movement,
a little
very
heavy.
Clunky.
Yeah,
heavy and clunky. Yes, yeah.
I will say the more recent games feel a lot better. Like I really Gears, Brooke and I really enjoyed our time with Gears 5. We got really far through it, and I almost said to her, we should replay it because we started Gears 5 was the first like co-op game that she and I started playing together, and her like technical ability in like she really struck. It was the first time she was really playing like a 3D. Move around the space, move the
use
camera.
Use 2 sticks thing, yeah.
Yeah,
that tree so still has trouble with 2 sticks.
But her gaming ability has gotten so much better that I'm wanting to get into something kind of meaty like that again. And I almost said to her, let's replay Gears 5 because we never finished it, but maybe we'll just wait for Gears 6. Helldivers has new content. This game just keeps on chugging along. It has a new war bond with a bunch of things that people can pick up. It has also added new automaton enemy types. There are like these 80-80 fucking land carriers now.
Yeah, big ones, not the little chicken walkers that we already had. Yeah.
No. Like big ones.
Which means we gotta get more. We need new weapons of war for you know, yeah. the humans, I feel like, you know, the mech that we got is actually like really good because I use that. And whenever I call it in, like I'm able to clean house for a little while. Yeah. But it's I feel really powerful. We need something else now.
I think we're entering that stage.
Remember we were playing and Chris had his mech and I went, can I destroy this mech? And then boom, destroy it.
It's so much fun. And the other we did play the other day and we had this other guy in our group, and it's such a good community, it feels like everyone is like for the cause, like no one's, although I am hearing that people are murdering other players who are just playing on Malevolent Creek. Like a lot of people are just playing Malevolent Creek, which is like where the crux of the automaton battle is happening. And there are a bunch of other planets that need help and like such a high concentration of players that if people are wearing the Malevolent Creek ape, some people are like aggroing and stuff. But I think that's all a part of the meta of the game.
There are of course the jackasses that are like, it was the same problem that Destiny had at the beginning where like you join a game and if you don't have the right gear, like people just boot you and shit. Like at the end of the day, like these companies are never going to be able to fix toxic gamers. There's just always going to be shitty people. Yeah. You know, it just is what it is.
Yep.
Just got to play. Say fuck it.
It's a great game. Yep. Fucking hell of a game. I mean, there's been leaks of the third faction recently, so I think we're probably in a month or so gonna see them start to pop up. Rumors, people online saying I got sniped. I've been sniped from across the map by a blue laser. Like, what the fuck is that? Like, people think they're already here, which would be really fucking cool.
That is pretty cool. The fact that this is happening and there's people posting being like, I was killed randomly or I saw these things in the sky reminds me of like early 2000 gaming when like you could go on the internet and find mysterious things about the game, but you didn't, you know,
answer wasn't available within like a day.
Yeah. It was really cool. It's actually really cool to say. So
yeah, but it's happening. What's cool about it is that it's happening in real time. It isn't like
What I'm saying is it's giving me those nostalgic feelings of being like you go to school, right? And you're like, oh, did you hear about Missing No in Pokemon? Like you know how to get Mew in Pokemon. But it is kind of like that. Like people are posting on Reddit being like, hey, like that's, you know, kind of like, because I'm not part of it, but I do follow a little bit of the Helldivers subreddit, and it's like those kind of posts that are like, oh, did you see this? Like, oh, I got sniped by this. Or like there was one post that was like a spy left the game. Like it said automaton spy left the game, and the person was like, what? It's like in the chat thing.
That's super sick.
So like, so shit's going down.
It's the first game I think to really
democracy.
As much as I think you can nail it, and certainly in comparison to pretty much every other live service game, has nailed the live service aspect because it's something that continuously, like you're constantly thinking about. The story is like the stories you make with your friends and the people online. It isn't like this massive, impenetrable narrative like Destiny is, or it has something that, you know, Fortnite tried to like do a story for a while. I think they may have abandoned a lot of that element to it because it just didn't make any sense. So. It's such a cool game. I'm so happy it exists, and I really hope that it makes developers think about what live service can be. Because if we're gonna get more live service games, I want them to like be good and not like the fucking. Did you hear about the Joker DLC Suicide? So Suicide Squad got its first season with Joker DLC, so you can get the Joker. Mm-hmm. From like an alternate dimension or whatever, and people are like, this is the worst live service update season ever for anything, because there's no new missions. It's literally you have to grind to get the Joker, or you can level skip if you want to pay for it, Right. There's like one cutscene introducing him, but there's no new story missions. It's just like, cool, once you get him, you just do the same other shit. The boss battle is a reskinned boss battle from the main game. Like, people are like, this is atrocious. Like, we didn't think it was gonna be good, but it's fucking disastrous. And apparently their Steam player peak was like, on the launch of the season, was like 2,000 players, which is brutal for a live service game. Brutal. So yeah, it's just so funny that we have that Skull and Bones come out fucking shit the bed in a way that live service games have not shit the bed before. And then we have like fucking Helldivers, which is like, all right, we're doing this for real. Cool stuff.
Fair.
Speaking of DLC, so I said to you guys, I'm gonna do another Forge curation, because Forge is getting out of hand again. Halo's got a lot of new maps out again. There's a lot of cool, great new, like retro, like remade maps available again. They also just put out a bunch of new armor, and the new armor, Tom, you can make the most Stormtrooper looking fucking Master Chief ever,
Fuck
and
yeah.
it looks so fucking sick. I've got to. They're gonna get my dollars. They're gonna get my dollars. My dollar dues. And then we're gonna go play. I mean, I sent you guys that video where someone made a Halo map, and it's like a little bit like Fall Guys, where the level was like these hexagonal pillars that were like disappearing and like dropping out while you're like on the stage. But then you have cannons that you're launching grunts at one another with, like all the new stuff. This like AI scripting where you can also like people you can make your own. People are making their own weapons and shit now. In it, and like, there's some weird shit happening in this game. We gotta do a Forge Night.
I'm totally
All right,
down.
we gotta do a
Yeah,
Forge
I'm
Night.
down. I'm fucking down, Jesus.
Maybe next Friday night, not this Friday night, but next Friday night we do a
Okay.
Forge Night.
Friday night.
I'll try and put
Just
it
got
aside.
paid.
So,
What do you mean try that? What do you mean try? Do not try.
I'll just,
Please.
or I
He's got
will
to
just
check with
double.
the ex-girlfriend.
I just got to double check we don't have plans already. If we don't have plans, we're good.
We'll lock it in. All right. Are we gonna do some mail? All
Yeah.
right, we'll do it quick because we also
I
have
don't know
our
why I
at
said
the
it like that.
challenge. Send us an email. Email@unrightpodcast.com, or do the easier thing, go to our Discord, go to the link in the show notes, and then go to questions for the pod and ask a question there. Or do me a favor, I want to hear that lovely voice of yours. Call in 805-738-8692. Let us know, are you in the path of totality? Are you going to see the eclipse? Tell us about it. I'm so jealous. You guys are going to have a much better view of it than I am.
Yeah, we got a great
Have you ordered your
weather.
glasses? Because you should order your glasses immediately so that you get them.
Yeah,
Yeah, I got glasses. I have them already. They're here.
You're gonna be what, Tom?
I'm just gonna be honest. I really don't give a shit about this eclipse.
You just said you were all excited not 10
Yeah,
seconds ago.
but then Chris got into the glasses thing, and I was
They're
like,
like
all right,
5 minutes.
that's
You
a
just
B.
don't want to go blind. Just order the glass. Plus, if you actually get totality coverage when it's fully covered for like the, because it lasts for about like 3 minutes. You don't need the glasses during that, but it's the transition period where you need the glasses.
Right.
I need the glasses because we're only gonna have like 60%. So like it'll still look cool. Like this, the sky will get like real weird, but like it's not gonna be anywhere near as awesome as what you guys could see. Big Boss Nasty wrote in back again to ask, what game do you think needs a total revamp and reimagining genre-wise? The recent Prince of Persia Metroidvania title had me considering what other aging franchises could use a new shakeup.
Well, this wasn't a shakeup, or a new genre. But what we did talk about, Christian, was you and I talked about how the next Smash should be a completely new reimagining of the moves for most of the characters. Like Mario should
Definitely.
get new moves, Peach should get new moves, there should be more DK, Donkey Kong characters, there should be more characters from other franchises, less from Fire Emblem, like give people a ton new moves.
Yeah.
Like give Ganondorf actually Ganondorf moves instead of a clone of Captain Falcon.
Yeah,
So
full
that's
reset. Full reset to the roster and play time. Now, Tuna, this is heretical, but let's give Smash a new genre. Tom, let's make it top. Let's play Power Stone style Smash Brothers.
Yo, I'm in.
Power Stone Smash Brothers would be fucking sick.
What
also,
do you call it?
Power Stone. What's Power Stone is like a cool 3D fighting game that was on the Sega Dreamcast.
Let's make it a fucking card game. Let's make Smash a card
Smash.
Game.
What? Okay. All right.
Let's make it like Hearthstone.
All right. How's it work?
Hearthstone. Everyone's got fucking moves, and we got the items and the Pokeballs and the other stuff are other cards.
Okay.
And the stages are like Yu-Gi-Oh! And you get the field enhancements, right? Yeah. So like ice, whatever. And it works like that. I mean, look, I'm just the idea man. I'm not the fucking...
Good thing you're not working at Nintendo, because if they shipped the next Super Smash Brothers game and it was a card game, I think that the hell that gamers would rain down upon Nintendo would be unlike anything we've ever seen before. That is a garbage idea. I mean, it's a cool spin-off idea.
I mean, I cannot believe you just said it was garbage.
I think it would be cool like if it was a mode in the next Smash and they were we've got Smash card game, that would be really sick.
What if they had item, Alex, where you collect enough cards and then you can hit a button, kind of like a Final Smash, and then you play a bunch of cards.
Yeah. No, listen, I'm just the idea man. Like, however
I know,
they want
but
to
I'm
do
telling
it
you,
is,
your
however
ideas
they want to do
are terrible.
It is how they are. No,
we need to pick
idea.
Another game than Smash, but I do want to say this. The genre I've always wanted to see for Smash is a Super Shoot Brothers. I want to see a Smash Brothers like that, where it's first or third person or combination, and it's a free-for-all or team-based shooter-style game where you're running around with all the Smash characters. Think almost like a Fortnite, but not Battle Royale style, although you could have Battle Royale mode. Some characters adapt very easy, like, you know, Samus, very obvious how you would use that character in first or third person. Mario, you'd have to use like the different Mario flowers, right? Like maybe he has like a thing. He can cycle through the different flowers. So you can do like the ice ball, fireball, things like that. I think that would be pretty sick. I think that would be very, very cool.
I think we take Zelda and we get rid of like the whole castle bullshit. Put it in the city. All right.
Okay, modern Zelda.
Bring that bad boy forward about 1,000 years. Okay.
See, Link have a lightsaber.
Something like that. Okay. But make it more like let him talk. Okay. Give the guy give the man a voice.
Wow.
Give the man a voice.
Wait, is Link a cop in the future? Because he's sort of like a soldier. So does he have like a riot baton?
Yeah.
Oh
my God. He's a
cop.
Link's a cop.
He's a detective.
It's Streets of LA. It's Streets of LA.
He's one of those cops who's like, he's like, I can, if I'm just like, if I'm a good cop, I can fix the system. He's one of those dweeb cops who's like, oh,
Ganondorf is
we
his
just
boss.
Need more good
he's
cops.
Corrupt.
He's the county
sheriff.
Ganondorf's the mayor. Yeah.
He's the mayor. Ganondorf's the mayor.
He's the mayor.
And Tingle's like the judge, the weird judge. Yeah,
Tingle's like the undercover cop who's like works with like crack addicts and stuff.
Tingle is a prostitute
all the time.
Tingle's not even a cop; he's an informant.
So he is the prostitute.
Exactly.
They just look the other way.
I love that. I love
Tingle
okay,
runs a brothel.
So, okay, so this is it's Legend of Zelda. But it's more like a GTA style thing. Like it's an open world. You got to arrest people.
Yep.
Yeah. Interrogation.
It takes place in Lost Hyrule.
The Master Sword doesn't need to be a lightsaber. The new updated from 20 years ago, the Romeo and Juliet, they had their sword names, but they were on the gun. Okay. So he could have a gun. It's just the Master Sword. It's called the Master Sword. It's a gun. Like that new. It was with Michael from Lost was in that film.
Yeah.
The Romeo and Juliet
Harold
film.
Harold
Perrin. Yeah,
Romeo
yeah.
Plus
so,
Juliet.
Yeah. So, so it's a gun. And
I love that.
Yeah. I think we do it.
Yeah.
That's great.
Okay. I'm into it. All great. Right,
cool.
Just what everyone wants. Zelda Link as a cop.
I mean, look,
guy fucking asked the question. Okay.
Who's Zelda in this scenario?
She is, you know what? Maybe she's
missing woman. She's like the case is like a missing person's case. No.
You know how we said the mayor is Ganondorf? Let's make her the fucking daughter. She's that makes it. She's his daughter.
Okay.
Ganondorf's daughter. We're gonna totally flip the script on this.
But
band.
How is she involved in the story?
Because fine. She'll have to get kidnapped. But then we find out that it was the dad. Ganondorf's behind the whole thing.
He sold her off
because he wants to get reelected.
Sympathy votes for
correct.
Gotcha.
And then we find out there's some like adoption thing going on there, so she's not really his daughter. Like he stole her out of the ward. Who knows? Some bullshit.
And like all of the the different right. So you have
all his underlings are the Gerudo women. Right. So all his underlings are the Gerudo women. Right. They're in City Hall. They're working. And he's known as this misogynistic. That's why he's trying to revamp his image.
That's a nice piece of ass.
Yeah. So he's totally, total asshole.
The instead fish of like people, jewels just be and
fishmongers.
Stuff?
Yeah.
Link's, well, Link, you know, usually has to collect things. Right, like to unlock stuff.
He's running around.
He's got to get like the keys to the city, right?
Collecting. That's done. We're done with that. He's got to collect clues now. Clues, Chris.
I'm talking about like what you get at the end of a dungeon. Like, you know how like to unlock the temple, you have to get like the three jewels and then you have to get the piece of the triforce, like stuff like that.
Well,
and
this
you need
this
like
game.
what the different versions. Well, you know, like you go to like a crack house and
right.
Stuff like that.
But I like the idea of like the
I think it's gotta be accolades. Oh.
Like
yeah.
Like
yeah,
the
gangs.
The Gorons is like, okay, sure. this is a triad that I got. The Goron triad. The, I forget the name of the other ones. Yeah, Gerudo.
Well, and the Gerudos all live in a gated community. So you have to
sneak
in.
Oh, okay. They're like in the Beverly Hills.
Yeah. Like they have cameras everywhere, security guards.
Oh. Is there
you need to get a warrant before you're able to walk freely into the gated community.
Yeah.
But as Alex said, you have to collect enough clues to get enough evidence to get the warrant to go into the gated community.
No. Yeah, it's a totally like procedural, well, not it's procedural, great. But like kind of do as your own, find the clues. You got to figure it out. You got to do the puzzles in the game are the piecing of the investigation. I honestly think this is a hit. I think people would go nuts for this game.
I agree.
I'm in all seriousness.
I'd play it.
Nintendo, you could have that for free.
Yeah.
There you go.
Just put my name at the end. Thank you, Alex Marinov.
Okay.
And then people will have to Google that and just be like, who? I think it's a little.
You don't want it. So it's like where on Metal Gear, where it'd be like a Hideo Kojima game, Metal Gear Solid, like an Alex Marinello title.
No, I just wanted
end. Well, now here's the most important element.
I just wanted to say thank you. And then here's the
important part. What's the subtitle? The Legend of Zelda. Bad Boys.
No.
For life.
The Legend of Zelda. I keep thinking Nighttime Detective.
Twilight Incest.
Twilight Incest? I didn't know there was an incest.
That's a scandal that you're going to uncover.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Who hired you?
Twilight Detective is pretty fucking cool. All
right, there you go. See, I
Link the Twilight Detective.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. All right.
All right. We are going to move on to our head-to-head competition, I believe. No one has sent me their video clips yet.
I'm sorry.
I sent mine.
We'll just play these one at a time so we don't have to wait for me to assemble.
All right.
We're just going to do these one at a time.
Okay.
So we don't have to wait for me to assemble it. It just feels like that is.
I also couldn't turn the music off. There was no menu option for that.
I told you where it was.
Oh, really?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I did.
We're doing it one time.
That's true. It doesn't matter. It was in the watch. You have to go into the watch while you're in the game.
Yeah, I tried. Okay. I didn't. Okay.
Let's start with Tom.
Oh.
That sound good?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, boy.
I don't want to hear your reaction because I'm.
I won't react. I won't react.
Well, okay. we'll react, but I won't say anything.
Yeah, me either.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Unless you don't think we should start with you, Tom.
I don't. I just don't know. I don't know how I did in comparison to you guys.
Okay.
Yeah, I can tell you.
Yours is short. You didn't record the whole run through?
I mean, I can send you the whole run through if you want it.
It's fine. I just cut it down. We can just play it cut down.
No, we'll wait.
Okay.
We'll wait. You want to do mine first? Okay.
Yeah, I want to see Tom's first.
Okay.
I want to know what kind of spot I'm in. Right.
I want to go last though.
Okay.
Well, that means that he thinks his time is sweet.
Pretty sweet.
So before we started, I was talking to Tom and I said, I don't think I'm going to win though. Because every time I opened my Xbox, it said you were playing GoldenEye. Now, I know you leave your Xbox open, but that's a scary thing to see every time I open my Xbox, especially because we were also playing How to Escape. So I'm like, he has opened GoldenEye since he opened this last thing. And I haven't tried this now in a while, and he's still going for it. So he may have put in a lot more time than me, which makes me very concerned. But like, I just couldn't beat my time. I'd matched my time 3 times and I was like, that's it. Like, I'm done. Like, this is like, what am I sit here for half an hour, maybe gain a second. Like, which by the way, I'm not near, you know, like the record. I'm not at like 30 seconds or something insane like that. You know, like what was the record? 40. I think it's like 40 something. But that being said, I was like, I don't think I'm necessarily good enough to actually do better without putting too much time into this.
Right.
I'm with you, man. I thought this was really fun. So
I had a ton of fun with it. Yeah.
So we talked about possibly doing punishments. Now there would be no punishment for this one because we didn't decide on it. However, I want to float you guys the idea I came up with because I'm guessing you guys didn't think of anything yet.
No.
Okay. For the next one, how about we do this as the standard punishment going forward? Tell me what you think. The winner gets to choose. So the loser has to do it. And what they have to do is a 3 to 5 minute PowerPoint of the winner's choice. So whoever wins gets to pick the subject and the loser of the head to head, which is nice because on the off weeks where we don't have a new head to head video to play, we have the loser's PowerPoint.
Right,
and then on the on weeks, we have 3 to 5 minutes. So it's nothing crazy, but the winner gets to choose the subject. Sure. Like you've got to do the PowerPoint.
Sure.
I think that could be fun.
Yeah.
I liked it when we do the PowerPoint presentation. So
yeah. Tom, how are we doing?
Yeah, I've sent it to Chris.
I've got it.
All right, here we go. Let's do it.
All right. So here is Tom's. Oh, this is so exciting. Here's Tom's playthrough.
I don't think mine has audio, but don't worry about it.
You just said it did.
Oh, any audio.
It doesn't have any audio, yeah. Sorry.
That's fine.
All right. We're watching it. He's going through the doors.
You're getting through those doors quick.
He's speeding through. He's getting through the doors real quick. Oh, shit. Yeah. He's picked up the clearance card. He's opening the door
real quick.
You got to be real careful about that console. I destroyed that console a couple times. You were fucking soft-locked.
I hated that. I was so mad at that.
Yep. Yep. All right. He's going. Doors open.
Killing guys.
Ooh, there's a little bit there. Oh, God. Okay. Oh, nice.
When they open that door up for you, that's great. When they open that door up for you.
Yep. It blew
up just after I activated it.
I will tell you during my playthrough, that also happens.
Yeah.
To me.
Really?
Yeah. The console got blown up after I hit it.
After you opened it. Yeah.
Yep. Oh, here he goes. Shooting. Boom, 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 boom. I can't believe these were missions. These are like the best.
Oh, you got the boost. You got the boost.
You got a boost.
What's the boost?
You got shot from behind. I never got the boost on my good runs. It pushed you forward faster. I've only gotten the boost on my bad runs. I was so mad about it because that might save you a second.
This is interesting that you went for this.
What do you mean?
For the gun.
As opposed to the gun.
You have mines.
As opposed to mines. Oh, right.
But setting the mines is dangerous too. 127. Shit, that is a great time. That is a great time.
Shit, dude.
Oh,
all right. I'm excited. Want to preface this, had an absolute blast with this one.
Hell yeah.
The first time I played through it, I was stressing because I didn't know anything about it. I was like curious. I was like, I wonder how much Tuna and Chris like remember. Like, do they know like immediately? So like my first time was like 10 minutes, but initially I was worried. I was like, oh, this is gonna, because I knew that I had to get under 2 minutes. But once I did my first like beat, I was like, oh, this is easy. And I was having so much fun. This game, like, I understand why people adored this game.
Anyway. It was fun. And Tom, I'll be honest, as much as Alex and I played this as children, it did not help here. It didn't help. Because I had to be like, how do I do this? What are the buttons? I was like, I did my first run. I didn't even try and go fast. I just was like, all right, where is everything? What are the buttons? And then I was like, all right, let's see how fast I can do it and do everything. And then it was like, all right, how do I get faster now? Kind of a
So I'm glad you had fun with it. All right, well, I'll tell you after play mine, but go ahead.
Here's the Alex. Time code at the bottom.
Time code doesn't matter.
Okay. Oh, okay. I see. The music, too. So fucking good.
Yeah, yours is going to be the best run because you have the music.
So good.
The music's
good.
Really good.
Oh, a little stumbly
hell
stumble.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh,
I did
nice.
Stumble. I did
nice,
stumble.
Very nice.
So I kept alerting them when this happened. So as soon as I opened the store, I had to turn around and shoot this fucking guy. He would destroy it every time.
That guy shot me in the back so many times, Tuna.
I'm with this shit, dude.
I got hit there, man.
It's interesting neither of you picked up the body armor.
Nah.
Oh, I was just running, bro.
I pick up the body armor. Well, you'll see. Nice, nice. Get out of there.
Ooh,
oh,
I had the
my
thing
God.
Going.
You're losing time. You're
it
losing
blew up,
time.
Man. It blew up.
The hell?
It blew up, and I was like, I didn't know if I hit it or not. So I would like check really quick. And then every time I tried to redo this, I just kept getting the same time anyway.
Your health is low.
It is.
Oh, brutal.
I know you beat it, but I was like nervous for you. God, this music's so fucking good.
Yeah, it's so fucking good. Oh.
The amount of times I killed this fucking asshole.
I know, I killed him so many times too.
Whoa, what are you doing over here?
Let's see. I'm trying to get him to walk over to me. Okay.
Wait, why are you going in through there instead of the door?
I didn't know.
I needed him to walk. I needed him to walk over to me.
I didn't know you could go through there.
Yeah.
What? All right, what's the time?
Oh. No!
No!
No! No!
Wow. For audio listeners, Alex got a minute 25, 2 seconds faster than Tom.
I will tell you that even though it said I was on, right, I wasn't really. I think I played this maybe 10 to 15 times.
Okay,
I didn't do this like 30 times. Basically, what ended up happening was after this run, I was like, okay, 125 is pretty good. And then I knew that I stumbled a bunch. So I was like, I'll probably make up a couple seconds. But every single other playthrough I played, there was a different stumble. So I was like,
That's ultimately what I came through of like, I was like, the only way to shave time on this other than cheating is like, you just got to take the corners as quick as possible and you can't get hooked on, you don't get stuck on a graphic.
Well, I don't think there's any cheating.
No, but I'm saying like some speedrunners like do tricks
like
where it's like go
through
walls.
I'm saying
like if you're doing it like the natural run through, it's
you glitch
much...
through stuff, I wouldn't be mad about it. I'd be like, yo, that's fucking wild learned that.
Well, I also like didn't know like what, you know, the first playthrough, like, because you kept being like, you have to do everything on the checklist. And I didn't really know, you know, where things were. And I was like, okay.
No, I just wanted to emphasize it so that no one showed up and just like ran to the end. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Yep. No, because
traveling costs you a lot of time and blowing up his things costs you a lot of time.
Yeah. You could just go through the door. You don't have to talk to Trev. You don't have to blow up the things.
I should have done this. I don't know. I think maybe it's more, depending on the way we do this, I can't tell what's better when we watch them one at a time or watch them
I think
altogether.
I think this one of the time is better.
No, yeah,
this,
I want to
see,
be
see your thing, Chris.
Yeah, all right. Let's see it because I already, right. already know what Chris won. But let's do it.
Do I don't know.
I mean, oh, I wish you had.
Now
the
I
music.
Wish I had the mute. Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, what the hell? How the fuck is that guy standing?
Oh, you opened it beforehand.
Oh, the backup, the backup, the backup.
I alerted them by shooting at the door, and so they came out.
That's good. That's good.
Oh, that's really good. Wait, what? Oh shit.
Wait, what?
Oh,
I'm alerting the enemies by shooting
shit.
The gun without the silencer, so they open the door.
Oh, he definitely
they
won.
Open
this
that other
good.
Door? Oh.
This is good. This is really good.
Oh, he's already going for it.
He's already, oh my god. You almost shot him. Oh, but this is taking up a lot of time.
It is.
I think he beat you, though.
There you go. You got it, though. But yeah.
I think he
oh,
did beat
shit.
You. That
yeah,
was crazy. I didn't know that.
I didn't realize
those.
You could do that.
Damn it!
Oh, wow. Wow. I didn't
in 11 seconds.
Yeah, I didn't realize that you could alert them like that. That's good.
So they opened that's the good. Other door? Fuck.
And that's how I got them to open the first door. I didn't have to waste time. You just, as you come down the stairs, you just fucking unload into the door.
But did they open the other? No, they open. You have to still hit the console. But in the other
I have to hit the
room,
console, but I didn't have to wait and open the
right.
door because it was ready.
But
open.
They, when you.
So basically every door I went up
next...
to, I just shoot at it. So they'll open it before I even get to it.
But on the other one, they use the console and they open the door.
No. The guy in the next room.
Oh, came through.
Came through to get me because I'm shooting at the window and the door.
It's really good.
I got to tell you, when
shit.
I saw Tom
really good.
Not doing that trick, and then when I was like, okay, maybe Alex didn't do it. And then when Alex
yeah.
said, like, oh, this happened to me with the console, I was like, yes.
I am.
Oh, that's good.
I'm honestly heartbroken. Because I really, because I've been waiting to issue my challenge, and I really thought
oh, yeah.
I had done a great fucking job on this.
Yeah.
Well, what is your challenge idea?
No, I want to save it for when I win.
He wants to earn it.
I know. I forgot to come up with one.
I have one waiting in the wings as well.
But
we
but
can,
I,
we
I
can...
do have I do have one waiting okay, in the wings. Right. So I will. I will come up with it during the post show, and I will tack it on here for the following challenge. I would do, unless you really want to do your challenge.
No, no, it's okay. I want.
I'm
to
really
do
upset.
It when
I'm really upset that I didn't
won.
That I didn't watch any
speedrun.
Yeah, and that I didn't know you could do that. Fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
you
good.
You probably
would have
beat me.
I mean. No, it's good. It's good. I like it. It makes the game. It makes these challenges that much more interesting to me. To see something that I didn't think of is really cool.
That was fun.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, next week's challenge is. Hey, Christian from the future here. The next head-to-head challenge that we're going to be doing is going to take place in Hot Wheels Unleashed 2 Turbocharged, which is available on Game Pass. And we are going to be playing on the mini golf course, Spinning Golf. So that is going to be the stage where we'll be playing. We're going to do time attack and fastest time on the course wins. Thank you. Guys, I still haven't eaten any food, right? Look, I'm like a little buzzed because I had a beer during this and I haven't eaten anything. So
yeah.
Thanks for joining us once again. 422 weeks in a row. Who would have thought? Here we are in another year. Guys, we are about one third of the length of One Piece.
Oh my God.
So until then, and until next week, stay unranked.
Suck it.
Suck it, 007.